Well, I can get angry at him and start hollering at him and prove to him how wrong he is about he should know me. And that's going to endear me to him, I'm certain. Right? Not. Or I can say, okay, I'm in sales. I understand the process. I'm not going to get impatient and freaked out. I want to try to get awareness to happen. And then, and this is not something the customer's doing in any kind of an organized, documented fashion. They do not. It just happens this way. After they're aware, and they say, hey, this Chris guy, he never reads his email. He's a lousy golfer, but he's not a bad guy. So they start to know who you are and what you got. And then they start thinking, oh, well, if we let Chris in, then Darren's going to be all pissed because we're buying all our stuff from Darren. And, oh, man, this is not going to work. And we got all this inventory out there. And, you know, they just start thinking about the feasibility of having another supplier involved in the mix. And then after the feasibility, they come to a conclusion. Okay, it's possible that we could let Chris come in and help us or whatever he wants to do here. So now I start thinking, well, you know, I've also had Rob coming at me too. I might as well let him in here. So now I start thinking about alternatives. Got my present supplier, Darren, over here. Chris and Rob have been calling on me. Okay, we're going to start looking at them so we get some alternatives. Then we start doing funding. You know, we start considering the funding, what the impact that this is going to have on the monies and all this kind of thing. And then after the final is the action. So while this is going on, we could get thrown out of the account easily. We could get thrown out there by, I want, Mike, I want to come in and run tests tomorrow. I got, you know, it's all I, which is very, very dangerous. Over this period, we should actually try to contact these accounts. Well, first of all, we got to select them, make sure we select them properly. On page 11, we got some selection criteria. We're going to get more into the selection criteria when we get back to further in the book. But we want to make sure we've got the right accounts that we're going to be working on. And like I say, we're going to talk more about account selection when we get a little further into the book. But there's some of the things we ought to consider. Good match for your products and services, size of the opportunity, likelihood of success, geographical proximity. Don't underestimate the importance of geographical proximity. We're right down the street from you. So let's tell people we're right down the street. All of our territories, for the most part, we're right down the street. Very, very important. Means you could be there to fix something if something gets screwed up down the road. So you just kind of tell them, yeah, we're right down the street. Find out where their present suppliers are. Find out where the sales guys live. Are they farther away? And emphasize that geographical proximity. Growth trend, we'd like to pick an account that's got a good growth. It's always easier if you got some business. So picking an account where you've sold them some stuff, you got some decent relationships. And obviously there's chemistry going on with you and the customers. It's got to be a good one. And they got to be able to pay their bills. Okay, let's move over now to page 12. Contacts come in a variety of forms and costs. Using a telephone, faxing, emails, those kinds of things. How many of you send faxes out to your customers with a fax server? Anybody? You know, WinFax Pro, it's probably written down here. It is right there on page 12 under auto faxing. WinFax Pro is the world standard for sending out faxes. A lot of computers come with a fax server. You just get a bunch of faxes, put them into an address book, and you could send out a fax to the address book. But you don't fax to customers without their permission. So you just say, you know, Matt, thanks for giving us this tour. You know, I noticed your machine is some stainless steel. Every now and then we get some information on machining stainless steel. Would you like me to fax it to you? Sure. Make sure you get his fax and not something up in the front of the factory where, you know, somebody's going to throw it away and think it's just crap. You want to get it to his desk if you can. So you can send him a card, a fax, an article. You know, you guys should be reading technical magazines and all that kind of stuff, the American Machinist and NC Programming and those kinds of magazines. Maybe you see something in there, cut them out, Xerox them, fax them to customers, email them, stuff like that. Now, if you want to get this going, I have it working, and I'd be happy to help you. You can call me. If you have a problem, you say, look, I'm going to get my fax server working, and you have a problem, you can call me. and I'll be happy to help you. You know, I mean, I'm not going to spend 40 hours on a thing, but, you know, you generally, if you get into that kind of thing, you got a little question here or there, and I can help you in that. Also, in email, when you send out email, you can have separate accounts. I don't know what you guys are using for email. Probably not Outlook, but Outlook is what I use. And I'm going to guess that I do have some experience with the one you guys use. What is it again? I forgot.
Lotus Notes,
right. you can in Outlook, and I'm assuming you could do it there, and I'd be happy to look into it and find out, but you could have an account, and you could say advice and tips from Seco or something like that. Could be your return address, you know, or something like that. So when they get the email, you know, it's... Yeah, and you can change the preferences and put and create an account so you could send out something on stainless steel, this and that. So if you get that working for you, now, you know, and you get the customer's permission, hey, if I learn something on stainless steel, can I email it to you? And the guy says, yeah. So now you do it. So now you're starting to build credibility. I told you I was going to send you some faxes, and now you're doing it.